Very good question. We did not grow up as farmers, so that's why the name is Country Girl at Heart Farm Bed and Breakfast, because we're country girls at heart, and everything has been a learning curve by the goodness of the people that they've taught us, and I'm sure many times we all have looked like deer in the headlights, and our neighbors just graciously say, bless their hearts, and teach us how to do it. But we do have chickens. We have about 300 laying hens right now, and goats, horses, and of course the barn cats and livestock guardian dogs, and then also our vegetable garden, which is our produce. But the eggs are our mainstay, and they are all natural, pastured poultry eggs, chicken and duck eggs, and in the winter time it peters down a little bit, so we are on a learning curve to overcome that. But in the spring, summer, and fall, we can get up to 90 eggs a day. And so that they end up as scrambled, fried, over easy, baked into great meals that my mom is preparing, breakfast dishes or quiches for luncheons when business people come, or cakes and pies, or not pies so much, but I guess cakes and meals for dinner. And also that has grown into a market in Louisville where restaurants there appreciate the quality and the care, because our chickens, we rotationally graze them so that every 3 days they're actually eating fresh grass, fresh greens. My mother calls it a salad bar. You know, they get fresh salad bar every 3 days. And my sister Alicia is actually in charge of moving the chicken rain shelters. And so the chickens are in the sunlight. They're out. They're let loose all during the day and then tucked in at night so that they're safe from predators. And then they do have grain supplement, and that is as all natural as we have found. And our eggs are just very high in omega-3s. They are beautiful golden orange-yellow yolks. And interestingly, as a funny fact, we were at a dinner the other night, and a local friend of ours said he was at a dinner in Louisville at a friend's house. The friend is a chef at a restaurant up there. And when he found out that this man was from Munfordville, he said, Oh, there's the best farm down there. We love their eggs. They're the best eggs ever. And that story filtered back to us. And so I was very pleased my mom was there. Like, look, Mom, all your hard work is paying off. So that was great. That was great. But she's out there and she talks to her chickens. They are her girls. And she has a relationship with all of them, it seems like. And they know they're loved and they know their jobs. Sometimes when they're not laying enough, the joke is, go squeeze the chickens because you... We need more eggs, but they're very good. It's very fun. And then the garden, it keeps expanding. So I'm not sure. I think we're up to an 80-foot by 80-foot plot, which is fairly large. And we have heritage breeds of vegetables, and I don't think breed is the right word, but there you go. I'm not the gardener. Ariana and my mom do the gardening. Sorry. But we have the heritage strains of the vegetables. Not everyone, of course, but all kinds of great pumpkins and melons and tomatoes and garlic and carrots and potatoes and squash, and peppers. I'm sure I'm leaving out a whole bunch of things. And they get canned or processed or eaten fresh. And what we can't eat or serve to guests, we have a roadside stand that we've begun this past year. And it's an honor system. We just put a little shoebox out there with some change, and people come and take what they need and, you know, leave what they don't and leave their money. And it works perfectly. So we're still getting the wholesome goodness out there and not taking too much more of our time. Although we love the people, but, you know, it's great to be out there when they happen to stop by. But there is enough work to be done so that if people can come and help themselves, that's great.
And the chickens actually become a part of the adventure of people staying here, don't they, if they want to?
They do. The working farm is all a part of the guests. Our tagline is that you can get your hands dirty or you can just put your feet up. And that's really true, because for some people, they don't want to go out, you know, they would rather just put their feet up, and that's vacation to them. However, I have to say that I believe almost everyone, if not everyone who has come, who started out saying, oh no, I won't do any chores, I'll be inside, they have ventured out with the party, as, you know, we're going to go work on the farm or do farm activities. And so many stories have come back as the guests have gone and gathered the eggs or pet the chickens or fed the goats or pet the horses or fed the horses or just walked out in the fields or the trails in the, we have 60 acres in woods. Just the wonderful time, or the people that have come in saying, no one would ever believe that I put my hand right under a chicken and gathered my own egg today. So we are a transformation spot for many. For many reasons, I'm sure, the chickens being one. But yeah, they play a large part in, come on, come see what it is. Get involved. So